It's just about bedtime.
5 more minutes, Dad? I'm finishing up a drawing I'm working on. And we're going to read tonight, right?
Of course. Don't we read every night?
Yeah, I was just making sure. I really want to find out what happens with the kid in the story. You think we'll finish the book tonight?
Nah, don't think so. There's still several chapters. Maybe one of these nights you should read a little to me, then I won't get so tired reading.
No way. Mom makes me read out loud during school. When you read to me, it's not school time.
I have to laugh at his logic. Since he was a baby, I've read to him almost every night at bedtime. It's a tradition both of us love. The music on the radio stops mid-song. We have just received reports of 3 plane crashes. Planes landing at JFK in New York, Los Angeles International, and Chicago O'Hare have all crashed while trying to land. It is unknown if there are any survivors. It is unknown if these crashes are related, but considering they've happened within minutes of each other, there's suspicion of terrorism. We'll interrupt again as we have more information. The music starts up again. I run upstairs to our loft and turn on the TV. Connected only to rabbit ears, we get a whopping 3 channels. NBC is talking about the crash. Malcolm has turned off the radio and is beside me.
Dad, what does this mean?
I'm not sure yet, buddy. Let's watch for a minute and see. At this moment, we know 3 airplanes crashed at 3 different airports while attempting to land. There is speculation these are related events, but we do not yet have confirmation of this. Again, planes landing at JFK, LAX, and O'Hare have crashed while attempting to land. The newscaster suddenly has an odd, panicked look to his face as he puts his hand up to his ear. Folks, we're receiving reports of a 4th crash at Dallas-Fort Worth. Repeat, we have unconfirmed reports of a 4th plane crash while attempting to land at DFW. Need to call Molly. Straight to voicemail. No surprise. When she's in Oregon for work, she stays at her boss's house in their guest room, and the reception is terrible. I send her a text. Several minutes later, she texts back. She's trying to call, but it won't connect. Is this our usual reception problem, or is everyone else in America trying to call at the same time? We text back and forth about the crashes. It seems we know about the same amount. The planes appear to have been shot down while attempting to land, likely with some type of surface-to-air missile. At this time, all flights are being grounded. Those in the air are being diverted to the nearest smaller airport. They are trying to avoid larger airports, since the 4 affected are some of the busiest in the U.S. There may be a relation, and these large, busy airports might be targeted. You think? Seems pretty likely. The grounding is too late. They announce a 5th crash in Miami. Malcolm and I are now wide awake. He asks questions I can't really answer. How many people have died? Will more planes crash? Who did this? When will Mom be home? A new message from Molly. She's going to her bedroom and will try to call again once she's up in the room, the best place for reception. I really wish Ben and Clarice had a landline so I could reach her. We have a landline. Will it get through? If she texts again saying she can't get through, I'm going to try it. The news comes back abruptly from a commercial. Looking at the announcer's face, I assume there has been another crash. Nope. We have received reports of numerous explosions going off in New York near JFK. I repeat, multiple bombs have just gone off near JFK Airport. Malcolm hears about the explosions. I can see by his face he's trying not to cry. I wonder if my face looks the same, and I suspect it does. I feel like crying, too. Part of me wants to turn off the TV and go to bed, assuming all will be well in the morning. I remember having this feeling all those years ago, when the 2nd plane hit the World Trade Center. We expect the president to speak in a few minutes. We'll cut to him at that time.